Today on Gardening in a Minute, making potpourri. Potpourri is a dried mixture of fragrant herbs, flowers, spices, and essential oils. These natural air fresheners are enjoying renewed popularity today. You can get started by finding a potpourri recipe you like, and then grow or purchase the ingredients. Save the flower petals of marigolds, black-eyed Susan, and other flowers, or pick or buy fresh rosemary, mint, and lemon balm. Then hang them to dry in bunches or on screens in a warm, dry, shady place. Essential oils make the scent of your potpourri stronger. Rose and lavender oil are only two of the many available. Use oils sparingly. When your plant materials are dry, combine all your ingredients in a bowl and store for a few weeks. Then you can perfume your living room, linens, and kitchen. For more information about natural household crafts, contact your local extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Environmental Horticulture Department with WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, disposing of your holiday tree. Holiday trees bring greenery inside, smell wonderful, and provide a central focus for many of our holiday traditions. But when the holidays are over, what do we do with our trees? You can put your tree out by the curb with the regular garbage, but keep in mind that over 32 million holiday trees are sold each winter. That's a lot of trash. Try something different after the holidays. Turn your tree into mulch. Many municipalities will pick up your tree and mulch it. If you bought a living holiday tree this year, make sure you plant it. Pick a spot where you can enjoy it from inside your house. Maybe you can even decorate it next year and have an outdoor holiday tree as well as one indoors. For more information about holiday trees, contact your local extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Environmental Horticulture Department with WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, caring for holiday gift plants. The holidays often bring a great deal of color to the home as poinsettias and other gift plants are purchased or received as gifts. The trick to making them last is just to follow a few simple rules. Locate your flowering plant in bright indirect light. Look for a spot in front of a window. Make sure this location is away from direct sun, drafts, and excess heat. To water your gift plant, let the soil surface start to dry to the touch, then water well. I take mine to the sink and water them thoroughly, letting them drain before I return them to their decorative containers. Make sure to never let them sit in water. If cared for properly, these plants can brighten your life for months to come. For more information about caring for gift plants, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Environmental Horticulture Department, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, muscadine grapes. Muscadine grapes are tasty native plants that can be grown easily in most climates in Florida. Muscadines are harvested as single berries instead of in bunches and have smaller leaves and thicker skinned fruit than bunch-type grapes. They have very few insect or disease problems. These grapes are adapted to Florida's sandy soils and are usually planted in February or March, but container-grown plants can be planted at any time. Muscadine grapes are a vining crop that will need a support, such as a trellis, fence, or arbor, and they will require specialized pruning. Your grapes will mature in August or early September, and they should be picked from the vines and stored at 40 degrees Fahrenheit if not used right away. Use your delicious Florida grapes in jellies, jams, or make some great wine. For more information about muscadine grapes, contact your local extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Environmental Horticulture Department with WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, transplanting trees. Trees are a very important part of our landscapes and our world. They give us shade and oxygen and offer us green shelter. But sometimes it's necessary to move established trees to a new location. Your success in moving your trees can be improved by following a few important steps. Choosing the proper time of year is important. Do a little research to find the best time of year to move your particular plant type. Root pruning will encourage the development of a compact fibrous root system and may reduce transplant shock. Be sure not to plant the tree too deep. Planting a little high is preferable as the tree will settle with time. Remember to irrigate as water will be the key to getting your tree established in its new location. For more information about trees, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Environmental Horticulture Department, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM.